it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
How are you? And how is your Sunday night going? How is your, like, I think the last time we talked was I don't know if it was a Sunday evening. If I was a true podcaster, I'd have that figure up to pull from. Although, real quick tangent, does that type of stuff, as somebody at your rising level now, does that type of stuff, like, go, does it register as, like, an above and beyond thing? Or do you go, like, that's something that doesn't matter? If I was like, you know, last time we talked was on a Sunday, would you go, yeah, that doesn't fucking matter? Or would you go, oh, cool, that guy's a good, you know, this matters?
If people remember my name, I'm like, hell yeah.
Do people mispronounce your name or miss? Wait, what? I feel like you're joking, but, like, what? Are people saying... Do people say, confuse you for other people?
Oh, I mean, I was making a joke, but it's been a long time since I've worked regularly. My timing's off.
We'll edit that.
No,
out.
I just mean, like, I'm trying to think, I think I've gotten mistaken for a lot of people. We might've talked about this on a former podcast, but I think I just look like a lot of people. So not so much with masks now. I mean, masks, nobody knows who anybody is.
I feel like you're doing a bit, and I'm going to...
I'm joking.
I'm joking. I just wanted to do that to you because I was doing that to a buddy of mine because we were joking about just the lack of show experience. Like, by the way, when we saw each other at the Backyard Show, that was one of my favorite... shows of this whole thing because it was such a good hang, and like, you're such a fun person and so easy to like, I feel like we have a pretty good back and forth and similar sensibilities. So it's like, it was just such a nice thing to end the night on. And it almost matters more than the set, quite honestly, in some things, because you're obviously lacking the, you know, we're starving for the performing stuff, but like also just the, I don't know, pre and post show and just banter. Like, I've even found myself in certain social situations, whether it's on Zoom or on the phone, where I'm just like, oh man, I got less interesting because I don't have the give and take that I had so regularly. But your mask bit, yeah. Go on. It was, this sounded
no,
like
it's not a mask bit.
Closer.
I just, somebody asked me that. A friend of mine asked me that the other day. It was like, do you get like recognized? And I was like, we're all in masks. Like, who recognizes anyone? Like, I really do feel like it's hard to say like, oh, you look like so-and-so now.
And if you do recognize someone with the mask on, how does that go? They're like, how'd you know it was me? And they go, I memorize eyes. And you go, I don't like the way you said that.
You could have real distinctive hair. Like, I was in New York with Sam, and we were walking down the street, and he saw a guy who was either a basketball player or soccer player. It was some sportsman. And he goes, oh, that's so-and-so. He's a great whatever player. And I said, yes. How can you tell? Everyone's in a mask. How can you tell that that's him? And he's like, nah, that's him. I'm like, okay, sure. Like, he pulled up a picture on his phone and he's like, look, wasn't that him? I was like, I don't know. show me a picture of him in a mask walking a dog.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That is a weird trait that guys, especially guys that like sports, develop. And it's so not useful. But it's like such a fun thing amongst dudes to like if he had said that to me, I would have been like, fuck, oh my God, it is. And then we would have somehow quickly conjured up a plan to approach him and identify him. And then started to launch into a lot of questions. And then you just try to feel it out if the guy's like, hey man, like, I'm actually not the guy. I just said yes, because you guys were coming at me with a lot of super white enthusiasm. Fair enough.
maybe not the year to say the words white enthusiasm when you're recording yourself. It's probably not the year for that.
No, this is, if there was any year to tone down the white enthusiasm, it's probably 2020. And that is how, that is the tattoo. Do you have tattoos? I almost got a tattoo in Australia and I was talked out of it because my choice wasn't strong enough. Do you have one?
What were you going to get? Like a T-Swift lyric?
A who?
A T-Swift lyric?
Not a bad choice. Where were you 2 months ago? a song lyric to me is not a terrible choice, but I think I would go jokey. Like I did think about getting Hakuna Matata because.
Oh, awful. Is that what you were going to get?
Nope. Psych. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Was it? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I gotta be honest. You're real jumpy so far tonight. No. Yeah. That was what I was. That's for sure what I was thinking. And I was talked out of it because look, and this is probably another good reason to add the list for why drinking is just, can lead to poor choices, but also hilarious conversations. And I'm like, guys, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. I'd made friends with a lot of the comic community there. Right. And real sweet and a lot of great shows. And just doing that, by the way, was worth the trip. The show, exciting, very pumped. We'll see what happens. Doing the shows and being a normal person and bouncing around spot like without a mask and doing and them giving a shit and some know who you are, some don't, a lot don't, but they're like, but they pretend they do, and so they're like, this is amazing, and just that sort of energy to get some consistency on was cool. But I decided one night, because a lot of them have tattoos, I was like, I'm gonna get one, and Hakuna Matata means no worries, and you guys say that a lot, and one of the comics similar to the response you just gave me was like, I think that sounds awful. And I was like, well, let's get a second opinion. Zach, what do you think? He's like, yeah, I mean, and this kid was like, fan of the podcast, sweet kid, like helped me a lot of shows. Oh. So he's like, well, let's talk. Like, is it just that? Like, he was really humoring. Like, he's like, is it just that? Or is it going to be inside of something? Is it like, what else could we add to it? Let's not stop there. So sweet.
Is it going to be inside of something? Is it going to be like real small inside a jar? Like, is it more of a container, the tattoo, and then you're going to write it real small so you can't even see it? Because in that case, I think that's great. Is it going to be in a box that's closed thigh?
Yeah. We'll be on a tank top inside of a t-shirt cannon that we don't see, but you know it's there. And then I thought Kermit the Frog, who I love, one of my favorite.
That's cute.
Sitting on the edge of the Space Needle. And then one of the comics was like, what's your first tattoo? Just get it small. Like, why do you need the space? And I was like, I don't know, Seattle, whatever. She's like, nobody cares. I was like, fair enough. And so I didn't do it, though, because it just there was one appointment I had and that I could do on the day I was going to do it. And she couldn't. She could do it, and then she couldn't. And I was like, I don't know. Look, have I seen the movie Serendipity with Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack? Yeah, a lot. I don't know. Was it on the plane or did I go out of my way to watch it? Taylor, these are things that we'll figure out in our next podcast. But those types of things, I take those signs. I'm like, that's a sign. Like, do you do that ever?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. When I went on the road last month, a bunch of things went wrong. And I forget. I was just like, okay, I guess this is the sign that I'm supposed to shut it down. And go home for a bit. I forget what the nail in the coffin was, but I look, I'm a 27-year-old white woman. Logically, I know signs are bullshit, but I do feel that way when something serendipitous happens. I feel like, ooh, the universe is telling me something. And it's right? Like, bitch, calm down. The universe doesn't care about you. They don't care who you date, but in the moment you're just like, this is it. Folklore came out. So I guess it's time to, you're just.
Yeah. But it's fun to believe in that stuff. And it's, I don't know, like, especially now, I feel like people, you saw how early people were putting up Christmas decorations. Have you participated?
I have a tree up right now. Oh yeah.
As do we. Amanda decorated the fuck out of our tree. She says hi, by the way. Big fan.
Hi,
she loves you. it is not, I don't think you could put that stuff up early enough. I think that, right? Didn't it feel like, I can't remember the first, even when Starbucks started putting out their fancy holiday cups, I was like, you guys are 2 months too late, by the way. I mean, let's get
it
the pump.
It has been cold for a minute. They're like, yeah. We have hot drinks all year round. You're like, not the ones I'm thinking of. They're like, no, we always have pumpkin spice. You're like, shut up.
Shut up, Jane. It's Jerry. Well, you're giving me Jane energy.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there, and I see you. Hey, guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now, and if you're a little uneasy, I get that, and I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good. And it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision. And I'll tell you this much. They're the best in the game. Okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils. The bath bombs make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of, it's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs, and it's not, because it's CBD. So, if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because I got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com with the promo code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. Do it today and start living and feeling the right way. And now back to the episode.
As a Jew who loves Christmas and loves the spirit of it, the music I can't get enough of. And you seem like someone, Taylor, and correct me if I'm wrong, who gets excited for the holiday spirit.
Yeah. I mean, I think usually I'm always traveling and it, Dustin and I always talk about the fact that there's nothing sadder than Christmas decorations in airports when you're on the road. Like, you know, when you're on the road the weekend before Christmas.
Yes.
And you're going to get home like Christmas Eve. And you're just like trudging through the Atlanta airport to get to a connection.
And Christmas is just in your face. Yeah.
Oh, just wreaths everywhere. Everybody's running up to their families with signs and you're like, I got to go play the funny bone. Like, you know, you're just, yeah. It's so dark.
And you see scene from Love Actually playing out live in front of you. You see people comedically slipping on eggnog, but still making their flights. And you're like, I can't deal because I'm not living what you're living. I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah. I put up my tree the second I got home and I did it by myself.
Good you.
And it was a little sad. It was like so efficient, which was a bummer. Like the last time I didn't put up a Christmas tree last year because I was just on the road. I was on the road every weekend and I was too busy. So I was just like, whatever, I'm not going to put one up. The year before that I put one up, but I was living with somebody and it was like a big reveal. Like, look, I put the Christmas tree up. So like last year I just skipped it. And I don't know if you saw this, but like when lockdown hit in March, did you see a lot of people posting like, maybe we should just put up Christmas lights because everything's so sad.
Yes.
And I was like this close to doing that in like March and April. Cause I was like, this is a bummer and Christmas lights would be fun, especially when it was like so rainy, like that first week or two in LA, at least. I was like, Christmas lights would be fun. But I was quarantining with Sam, who is a Jewish guy who doesn't like Christmas. So I was like, this is not going to do anything for you. He doesn't celebrate Christmas. So
well,
he's genuinely Jewish, which is coming to CBS Tuesday night.
You beat me to it. And you know what? Normally a Jew should make the Jew sitcom joke, but you made a comment earlier about your timing being off and I wanted you to have that. How did that feel?
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. Oh yeah. Oh my God. You said that with genuine sincerity. I'm sorry. You should have said the Jew TV joke. That's so fucked up.
should kick that over to you.
Genuinely Jewish is, I mean, look, why don't you talk to the queen of TV? By the way, it's public knowledge that you and Whitney sold a show because you said it on the podcast, right?
We sold a script, and yeah, script. She said it on the podcast. I was like, are we allowed to say
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's what we did over the summer. We wrote this pilot and then, you know, pitched it and sold it, and we'll see if it ever gets made. But yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did with our time in quarantine.
Did that happen? Cause you were out of the gate. So, you know, on the precipice of creating content, and we talked about this with podcast, the, you know, you and Sam getting little episodes going, just still, you know, I just, you know, and what's, you told me you were doing some unboxing, you had some like videos for teas and sponsor,
that was just an Instagram ad. Yeah,
gotcha.
Before this, that's why I have mascara on.
You like putting makeup on?
No, I'm not good at it. I you know, Kelsey Cook, who I do Self Helpless with and is a very funny comic who we both know in Seattle.
Fantastic.
She's
tutorials.
Like, oh, she's incredible at makeup. We did a YouTube video of her on Zoom with Delaney and I teaching us how to do our makeup.
Fantastic.
In quarantine. And I kid you not, Adam, I go back and watch that video regularly and do what she told me to do for eyeshadow, because I can't remember for the life of me how to do it. And in the video, she's like, I'm like showing her what I have makeup wise and she's going, okay, use this one, that one. So I watch the video and I look at my stuff and I just copy exactly what she told asked me to do. And I've been using it like, she has like a makeup course online now, and I'm like this close to signing up for it, because when you have a friend who's really good at makeup, you don't want to like take advantage of it and be like, can you teach me how to do this look today? Because it takes a while.
Sure.
It's like, it takes too much time, in my opinion.
It's like dating a masseuse. You're like, ooh,
it is.
My back is killing me. And they're like, well, maybe if you didn't, you know, bring home so much bullshit with you from work. And you're like, I was trying to instigate something, not take on more weight of the relationship, Greg. is the makeup thing, is that something that, like, you know, even my niece is now at 11, like, love to do it. And I don't know if it's a consistent straight, like, you hit a certain age and it seems, but they were like, did it to me a few times when they were like 7, I believe. So is it something that you get to a certain age and you're just like, yeah, I guess I should fucking figure it out? Or do you need somebody like a Kelsey or, you know, sibling or whoever to be like, hey, like you see them doing it and then you want to do it? Does that make sense?
I think you always throughout your life as a young woman have people telling you like, maybe do this to make your face look a little better. So you start to get like subtle hints where they're like, your eyeliner's too dark, or maybe, you know, your eyebrows don't match or whatever. But to do like what Kelsey does is like witchcraft. I mean, it is artistry. It's insane to me. And that requires like hours of YouTube tutorial videos and whatnot. Like, are you on TikTok, Adam?
Look,
this is going somewhere.
If not, by the way, I mean, I just had Henry Winkler on the podcast. He's on TikTok. So if...
As he should be.
That's also the type of guy that signs up, does two dances, they go viral. He doesn't post again for 20 years.
Yes.
But mostly I'll try to post if there's a quick stand-up clip, but a lot of the times I'm doing just quick people talking to each other sketches.
Which is what they want.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of basically, which I get split hate and love. It's just one guy in a mask and one guy not in a mask, and they just keep running into each other. And it's so it's the same type of, it all starts off with like the guy without a mask being like, Troy, what's up? And the guy in the mask is like, hey, Mike. And he's like, still doing the mask thing, huh? Like it's just all, and then it just spawns off into some conversation that is pretty indicative of I guess, how I feel about it and who the people are. Because I get a lot of messages of people being like, I feel like there's some, there's like, you know, some subliminal, like, I feel like you're saying something with like what you say about the mask guy. And I'm like, yeah, good. Very good.
Yeah.
But, so yes, I am, but I don't feel like I'm using it. What I want to get is to the Taylor Tomlinson level, to where my bits are getting acted out. That seems pretty cool.
Well, I'm sure it's happening for you. Just look at the sound thing on your videos. You know how to do that, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Wait, what?
Okay. Did that sound condescending? Or do no. you really not?
No. I just was trying to play it off like I have mastered the
like
app.
You and
I, yeah. But I think, so do what with the sound?
I'll send you a screenshot. I'm sure. Do you know how to find videos of people lip syncing your bits? Because I'm sure they're on there.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I'm saying.
Great.
But you haven't seen them?
No.
Never mind. We'll talk later.
Are we recording?
Are we recording? Wait, just let me know when we started.
Yeah.
What I was going to say about TikTok is like, there are so many people doing makeup on TikTok.
Oh.
And doing like the transitions where, because it's so quick, you can only do, you know, up to a minute, but a lot of them are like 15 seconds. So people are doing the thing where they're like lip syncing bits or lip syncing songs or whatever, and then doing their makeup at the same time. And some of these people doing their makeup, they look like completely different, not even people, just different beings after they're done. Like the makeup, the things that you can do with makeup if you know what you're doing are insane. I mean, it's crazy to me. And those children doing their makeup make me feel terrible about myself. And it has been lately making me go like, I really have no excuse not to find out what bronzer is. Like, is this like- girl's 17.
Oh, God.
And she looks like she's 30 because she knows how to contour. Like,
also, though, not, I mean, contour, parkour, things you don't need to know at that age. You know, like, you're spending your time on the wrong things.
Truly.
Is it like facial hair for dudes? Because facial hair, like, as soon as you get anything going, and for me it was about, I don't know, 9, and you get, like, a good, you know, shadow in, and even anything that you can mold, you're like, oh, let me see what I look like with a stash. That's usually, if you ask, if you pull most fellas, they want to see, I don't know what relief pitchers from the 90s did, or Tom Selleck, the Selleck effect. Let's talk about that for a minute on adolescent boys. Because I don't know who you saw with a stash. My dad had one. When he finally shaved it, I was like, who are you? But you start trying to, you know, play around with it. So I'm assuming makeup is probably the closest thing to that, as far as like, oh, let me see what this amount of eyeliner would look like, or this shade of lipstick, right?
Yeah, I think that's totally true.
Does Whitney go out of her way?
Aside from the few stray chin hairs that I pluck every month.
Hey, but you know what? That's also just, we're all doing our part.
We are doing our part. No, Whitney's wearing like blue eyeliner and stuff. Like, Whitney's much braver. When you have Whitney's cheekbones, you can get away with some bold choices makeup wise. If I put on too much makeup, I think I look like a toddler in a tiara. It just doesn't look right on my face. Because my face is so like kind of just round and childlike that just too much makeup on it just makes me look a little silly, I feel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, does Whitney go out of her way to give you tips the way Kelsey does? Obviously, the blue hair, very confident. She's going for it, making a lot of choices. And I think we all could, you see that type of boldness and you go, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I could just wake up and go, I'm going to do that and straight up do it. But it's in terms of like appearance shift, you know?
Yeah. Well, Benton, who like co-hosts the podcast with her now, is a makeup artist, like for real.
No so way.
I don't know how bold she was before Benton, because I haven't been friends with Whitney for very long. I maybe should ask her, but
Should I ask her, hey, how were you? What were you like BBB? And she goes, what? Were you this bold before Benton? And she's like, you don't need to abbreviate it. You just say it. I think we're cool enough. But I think you're right. That is like, if you have a built-in makeup artist, I mean, that, yeah, why would you not want to take advantage and explore, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you guys writing immediately when you started going on tour, or did it, your, you know, kind of chumminess blossom from touring?
No, we only did like a little mini tour. We only did like, I don't know, 7 cities or something, 6 cities. It wasn't that many. And we had already written the show. We like decided as we were like finishing
and
getting ready to pitch to do some shows. Yeah. But I hadn't really like, I hadn't talked to her. I had like met her briefly before, but I really hadn't properly met her until like I did her podcast, which was in March or April.
Right.
Like at the very beginning of all this.
Yeah. We, I think I told you too, Amanda and I listened to it on the way back from Arizona, and it was thoroughly entertaining. You guys like right out of the gate just had a good, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know how you guys really, the dynamic feels, but it was very like big sister, little sister, but also right. Which I think is fair and cool, because I think you have a younger sister, older sister.
I have 3 younger sisters.
That's right. Okay. So, I mean, like that's just already, I don't know if it was something you ever, like I always thought it'd be cool to have a brother. Now I've got halves and steps. But I'm talking like real, like you guys grew up, like you shared shoes. You know, you fought in the bathroom, you know, you joked about dropping a toaster while he's in the tub, like things that really, you know what I'm saying? But like, so having an older, even somebody like Whitney, did it immediately like spark up like, you know, familial like feelings?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been the younger sister, so I definitely think that's probably
it's a fun dynamic, right?
Yeah. I think we have like a weird sisterly dynamic for sure. I mean, you know, you'd have to ask her, but I feel like that, I mean, that's what we're doing in the show. We're sisters in the show that we wrote. So
no way. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And
so yeah, I think she always tells me, she's like, well, I was just like you when I was your age. So I think she's like trying to give me advice that she wished she'd gotten.
Yeah.
And going like, oh, okay, I did what you did. So here, just let me show you how to not do that. Which, you know, I appreciate.
Have you gotten, people say this to you a lot, and I'm always curious how it makes you feel. By the way, what is that?
This is
you can't bring up a beverage
dandelion
without
tea.
What's that? Dandelion tea.
It's dandelion tea with a straw in it, because apparently tea stains your teeth, and no one told me till recently. So now I'm drinking it with a straw, and I hate it so much. But
but hey, these are the things.
I'm trying to take better care of my teeth.
You're doing your part. You're shaving your chin hairs, and you're sucking teeth through straws.
Oh, I'm plucking my chin hairs. All right, shaving, they come back too quickly. It's not my first rodeo, Adam. I don't know what you think I'm doing over here, but
people say a lot to you. You're wise beyond your years, Taylor. You just, I mean, even when we were doing those shows in Aspen, I think I heard 3 different snow dog racers or whatever you got to do that day off that I was super jealous of. Weren't you snow dog racing?
Yeah, we went. We did. My manager took us dog sledding, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. I'm going to upgrade you from pretty to very. But
yeah,
especially also when you're in a spot where you're like not privy to any of the activities that are at your disposal. Cut to, you're just like, I'm going to do a dog sled. I'm like, cool. I was just going to go stare at that side of the building and make sure it's a building, because I saw it from my window and I was like, is that a building or not? But hey, let me know what a dog sled is like. But there were definitely people at that festival, and I've just seen it and read it and all that. But like, and you do carry yourself, you know, maturely. But is it flattering? Is it insulting when people say that? Like, how do you Does it make you hone in more on like how you want to be perceived when people say stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it's flattering. I think maybe I might be growing out of it. I mean, I just turned 27 like a month ago, and this is the first birthday that I finally feel like, okay, I think people are going to stop calling me young now, for real. Like, I've been doing this since I was 16, and every year I've been like, I'm 23, no one's going to be impressed anymore. And then they're like, you're only 23? I'm like, okay, I guess we're still yeah, yeah. young. And then this is the year that I was like, 27, I think I'm a grown up, right? Everybody, I think we can all, and then no one was looking at me because I'm too old for this business now. They're like, you're over. But yeah, I think I'm probably past that compliment now, but maybe I'm not. We'll have to see what people say to me when I'm back in the world.
Well, in the show,
it's been a weird year.
Yeah, it's this isn't one of those. I'm curious how they break this year down in history books, if they still even do that moving forward. I don't know. I don't even know what that looks like. But did you have, what was your favorite subject, by the way, in high school? You strike me as a science English. Girl. English.
Oh my God, no.
Really?
Yeah, English. Absolutely.
Like
science girl. I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
I think, but no.
No, I was always envious of, I also just got, science was the one class that I wanted to be really good at, and the people, and I always felt like I had a couple good girlfriends in high school that were, you know, personable, funny like yourself, and were really good at that. So I attribute it to that because they just got it, and they were able to, like, I don't know, it was also just interesting enough, and also they weren't like me looking to make jokes when you were like dissecting a frog, and like you wouldn't think to put a pin in the bottom of the frog's lip and make it talk while the girl's cutting it open, causing her to freak out and causing the teacher to kick me out. But was English the favorite subject because of writing, or you enjoy reading?
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That was great. Why. And it was just what I was good at. It was what came naturally to me. So I'm shit at math. I'm so bad at math.
Most comics are, right?
I hope so. Kelsey was going to be a math. I mean, I'm talking about Kelsey this whole episode, but Kelsey was really good at math. Kelsey wanted to be a math teacher.
What?
And I'm like, what? I'm like, you're so pretty. You're good at math and well, you're pretty and you're fun. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You can't have everything.
We just started watching the show called A Teacher on Hulu about a,
is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Is that about a female teacher that sleeps with a student?
Yep. The tables have turned. Enough of these cool 13-year-old boys making their way into our hearts. No, it's,
how old is the student in the show?
She's 70. He's 12. But I think the take on it is, okay, well then maybe it's not.
But she's a hot 70.
She's okay? a hot 70. And
think Helen Mirren on the beach. That's what we're working with.
Yeah. Helen Mirren might be older than 70.
Oh yeah.
Right
now. But it's something Mara.
Mara.
It's Rooney Mara's sister.
Yeah. I was about to say Devin Mara. That's not right. Something Mara. Kate Mara. That sounds right.
Yes. That's what it is.
Great. And the, I wish we won something. You were excited like you won something. And I got to be honest, that was I felt very inadequate in that moment where I was like, oh boy, and you don't have a prize and you feel like someone deserves one. That's a shitty feeling. Yeah, it's good. It's classic. She's got, you know, somebody already in the picture. She's doing some things she shouldn't be doing, but the kid is 18 and she's 30. So
that's what I was going to ask. I'm like, is it good because they're technically 18?
Yes.
Or is it a thing where you're like, they're 15, but everyone just kind of, you know, they hired a 27-year-old to play the 15-year-old. So you don't feel weird about it. Like, I was like, what is, I'm like,
also a
can
take.
We actually watch it?
Yeah. Also, because I think if it was the, you know, the Mary Kay Letourneau situation that happened, in Seattle.
Yeah.
And, that was, I don't like that. They did the Lifetime one of that. This is a whole series. I don't think people would make that series. Well, maybe they would, but no. this is you can watch this and yeah, like still not feel terrible about yourself.
Right. You're like, this is still not cool, but
yeah,
you know,
you got to share those glances. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah. But you're like, whatever. Gene Kelly was like 40 and, you know, Debbie Reynolds was like 19 in Singing in the Rain. So, hey.
For real? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you started getting into the dating world, do girls put up like a, this is my, the age that I will, because I've heard these conversations, whether they've been at Cheesecake Factories or Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factories.
Only hang out in factories.
Yeah.
But only mall factories.
mall franchised. What other, I was trying to think of a third factory and I was going to go like General Mills cereal factory, but like, is there another factory that has, that is like a, some sort of shitty franchise?
I couldn't think of one. Unless it's like a Nike factory store or something.
Yikes.
Which is a reach. We're reaching.
We're reaching at that point. Just say Foot Locker.
Look, we'd love rule of threes, you guys, but it's.
Sometimes you don't get it. All right. But
do I have an age that I would go to? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that you would not do, I guess.
I feel like 14 years is probably my max. Once we start getting into like you could be my dad, I'm like, not as into that.
Or you're like, or he becomes friends with your dad.
Yeah,
but
I
like
on one of my dad's peers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my dad had me when he was like 24, I think. Like my dad's fairly young.
That's cool.
So I don't want someone who's closer to my dad's age than mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been getting getting a lot of like DMs and all that stuff? Is that getting crazy?
I mean, yeah, I get. Like what? Just DMs in general, or like
people
hitting on me?
You're right.
What kind of DM?
People asking about like, hey, is there a third factory? Like we got cheese, we got Rocky. No. Do you get? Okay, let's break them down. I think the DMs I'm talking about are fan appreciation DMs.
Uh huh. Yep.
Hey, love your comedy, but also. Love to see you live in the flesh when this is all over. Can we make some plans for March of 2028? And then the DMs that are like, hey, look, I'm not on OnlyFans, but I do have a login. Can you just send me a couple toe pics and I'll give you, you know, my thoughts on, you know, 3 men and a baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, are there like the weird ones?
Yeah, I mean, I do get a lot of people who are like, I saw you're going to be at the whatever improv next month. Can I take you to dinner while you're here? And I'm like, when has this ever worked? Like, when has this ever gone well for you?
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe I think I get like male comics responding to DMs, you know, because male comics can be a little less worried about safety on the road, but anytime someone hits me up on the road, like, can I take you out while you're in my city? I'm like, first off, no. Who are you? Are you going to murder me?
Yeah.
Second,
say that.
Even if I did, you think I'm just going to be in a relationship with someone who lives 20 minutes outside of Dallas? Like, you think that's on my list of like things I want. I'm like, I want someone who's funny, tall, and does not live anywhere near me or any place I'd like to be on a regular basis. Like, it's such a weird, I don't know, but whatever, shoot your shot, I guess. I can't imagine sending somebody I don't know a message asking them out. It's just like so crazy to me that people do it. But I think most of them probably assume I just won't see it. I never accept it.
I think it is just the shooting your shot. There's probably some of them, you know, and I don't want to say how they speak, but just for the sake of this bit, let's say there's a guy from Dallas being like, I'm just a big fan of your comedy. And I just thought if you kicked it with me once, you would see that living with me immediately is the move. You know what I'm saying? And that guy,
I don't know. I really don't get it. I mean, look.
That I don't know was exactly what you would say when you guys did meet. You said yes to coffee and he said that and you just go, look, man, I don't know. I just think it's
just weird, man. Like, I don't know. It's when Sam and I started talking, not even dating, we were just talking, we were just like becoming friends. There was some weekend we were both on the road where we were literally just screenshotting messages people sent to us. Like, look at this crazy shit someone sent me. Like, just like creepy DMs we both got.
Oh, yeah.
And like, so if you're sending comedians creepy messages and like pictures of your tits and like, you know, asking girls out in a creepy way, like if you're doing all that, just know we're all sending them to each other.
Yeah, it's making the rounds. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more. Unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I've found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code About Last Night. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month with promo code About Last Night. And now back to the episode. When you had that thing with Conan with the American Girl doll, like, which was, by the way, I saw that pop up when you Googled Taylor Tomlinson. You want to know what comes up?
No.
What religion is Taylor Tomlinson? How old is Taylor Tomlinson? How much is Taylor Tomlinson worth? Did Taylor Tomlinson attend college? Pretty cool.
Does it really? Is that the third one?
The third is worth. Yeah.
Really? It's not like Taylor Tomlinson Netflix special. It's not that. It's just, what's my worth?
What do you got?
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Google's getting real. Like, Google's just cuts through all the bullshit. And it's just like, what do you possess? And what have you?
It also depends. It depends, I think, who's Googling it. Because I think either I Google, right after the special came out, the first like suggestion was comedian, and then the second one was like engaged, I think. So I think they've changed. But I'm surprised people want to know if I went to college. I mean, obviously, I did not finish. But I did go. But the Conan video shows up when you Google me?
Yeah, it was in a nice little thread. And that was that whole thing was so, I mean, I think we've talked about this too. Like, Conan's my guy. So that on so many levels, that whole tour was so cool to me. And such a good group that he plucked to go on that. But then that, I love Conan's side pieces, not women that he, pieces that he does like in the street, on location. Yeah. There's famously, he went to Taco Bell to like learn how they do Taco Bell. And then they made a specific Conan. It's unbelievable. The him and Kevin Hart doing the Uber driver one is so good. So when he, I think it was for his
the
Team
tour.
Coco.
Yeah, it was when we were on tour.
And like, that was just such a cool, and this is, I think, why he's the GOAT. Like, that information was exchanged to him at some point, given to him from you about your love for American Girl and Never Getting a Doll. And he was just like, fucking grab some cameras. We're going to go do. And it was a really great piece. And it was so sweet. And but so funny, and that's like, I don't know, that type of shit. When I see that, I go, I wonder if that's just like a fart in the wind to Taylor, or if that's something that like pops up in her brain like every couple weeks of just like, as far as like where the career highlights are, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously, I have the tour poster on my wall behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't listen to podcasts that much anymore, but I had a long drive recently and I listened to one of Conan's podcasts and he's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, just off the cut, like, first of all, he's just really nice. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I hadn't met him besides doing stand-up on the show once before I went on tour. And he's just so cool and like nice and warm and like hilarious all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and just funnier than ever. Like, I mean, man, as far as like meeting celebrities or meeting your heroes goes, like, does not disappoint one bit.
Do you guys text?
Not a fart in the wind at all. I think about it all the time. I'm like, that's crazy that happened. It's
that to me is like, it's funny too. Like, there's, you know, I don't know how much we've talked about this, you scroll through TikTok late at night. Like, that's a passion, mm-hmm. right? And and I think we all have our vices in that world, as far as like, you know, when I was in Australia quarantined for 2 weeks, I definitely went down a couple too many rabbit holes of like soldiers coming home early to surprise their kid videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And man, I couldn't stop. It was like Pringles for the heart. Like one after the other. And then I didn't have to seek them out anymore. YouTube was just like, hey. We got it. We know what you're looking for. And it was just, and then I realized I just hadn't cried in a while. So that's, I think, a part of it where you're like, and then I haven't cried in a different country. It's just, there's a lot going on. Different time zone.
Was such a sweet, what a sweet rabbit hole to go down too. Soldiers coming home. I mean, I was going down rabbit holes on the road last month of just like Ariana Grande crying on stage. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's so heartbreaking. And also, like, dude, there's a video of her sobbing through Thank You Next. And her, like, backup dancers are just dancing next to her. And at one point, I thought they reached over to comfort her. But it was just choreography.
That's my worst nightmare. A friend reaching out, and then I turn and there's like five other versions of him behind him being like, dude, sorry, we scripted this. And you're like, I thought you were.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So what's producing the tears?
I think it was after Mac Miller died.
Damn.
It's sad. It's so sad.
Yeah. When artists like herself get into it on stage and you can, I mean, and they, you know, in a stadium or an arena, and you can see or hear or smell the tears, it's the whole arena somehow picks up on it. Obviously, there's a Jumbotron that probably helps, but have you gotten choked up on stage yourself from an emotional standing O, or
nope,
thinking about a bit too much and being like, oh man, this is striking a chord? Nope.
No, never. Have you?
Five times. No.
I mean, you're watching videos of soldiers coming home. You're trying to cry.
Yeah. So, well, you know what's so funny? I recorded these short little videos. It was during the election hadn't been called yet, which was crazy just to go through all that down there. People were real getting into like political debates with people that I would come to find literally just asked like, you know, how long are you staying here? And I'm like, I'll tell you why Trump's bad for this country. And there's like, hey man, but then some would engage. And then at the end of it would just be like, look, I don't fucking know this from that. I just was curious what you thought. But some of them came with like, I don't see what the big deal of another 4 years of this guy is. And I'm like, oh, well, if I can't engage and then I would spend time like giving them a whole rundown, a list of things. And they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm like, oh, do you not pay attention? And some of them, some people in Australia just don't give enough, they love America for the shows and this and that. And then some are addicted to the theater of the politics here. It's really fascinating. Like how much some people broke it down to me. Cause they're like, our elections are boring. I'm like, that's how it should be. But what was I going to say? Something about crying.
You were trying to cry over there. Never cried on stage?
No. It was the crying. It was the tears that were produced from the soldier videos. And then I, in, you know, classic comic fucked up fashion, I'm like, all right, well, these are real tears. And they're significantly coming out of my face. And hey, I'm not going to tape myself crying and post that and say, you guys just remember to love each other, you know, but I can find a funny way to take advantage of these real tears. And so I did a couple things about ranting about how Kanye hadn't conceded yet and how he was still in it. And I got quite a few messages of people that just, cause I mean, I'm legit crying and you still gotta then, you know, churn the acting chops through that. You can't just, to make sure that the tears don't dry up because they can sense that you don't mean it. Anyway, do you, all right, I have a few more questions.
I got a couple messages about that. Actually, they were like, have you checked on Adam? I was like, why? And then they sent me. There you go.
Apparently he voted for Kanye and he's really taking this hard. The Kardashians, though, they've 19 seasons and they're calling it quits. Any thoughts on that?
Nope.
Great. Moving on.
Couldn't care less.
Taylor.
Don't be around. We're not going anywhere.
But what if you found out like Kim K was just like the biggest TT fan?
That's so unlikely. I didn't even know what you meant at first. I was like, who's TT? What is that? That's like saying, what if there was no gravity? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
how am I supposed to?
And there's no way in hell that Kim Kardashian ever knows who I am.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty crazy. Some of the people that are following you and that you don't know or that will send you a message. Who was it just told me? Oh, it was Michael Rappaport was telling me about, was it Obama or Michelle Obama? He saw her somewhere and sent him a message and about like how she liked him. It was a movie they were watching and or was it Jamie Kennedy? The story is going to be great when I edit in the correct details. All right, Taylor, a few questions from the fans before we close things out. Cool. All right.
Cool.
These are all from Kim Kardashian.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing, by the way?
That would be amazing.
If just I was like, I posted a thing, I was like, yo, send your questions, comments, and all of them were from her. all right. What is your goal? Your main, you don't have to give me a list. What is the thing in 2021 that you're thinking about now that you're excited to pursue, achieve, make good on? Maybe it could even be a New Year's resolution thing. Like I used to make all the time in the 90s where I was like, I'm going to read more. You know what I'm saying? Like even something as simple as that. Like, is there something that right now, cause I feel like we are in solid goal season where it's like, I'm going to enjoy this last month and change we got of 2020 and then because you strike me as someone that's, you know, consistent, and I don't think needs a sort of like 2021, I'm going to hit it hard and jump right in. I feel like it's always going. So what's that thing that you're like, I want to really make sure I hit on that?
Getting vaccinated.
Great. The next mm-hmm. question, are you a hug or a hug or a high five pre-COVID?
Neither now. These are fantasy questions. am I a hug or a high five? I like a hug. I do like the elbow bump now. I think the elbow bump's kind of fun.
It's very cool. I don't think
we should like it.
Be quick to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I think if you can add a little like thing, like a little jump kick with it, that adds a little little fun flavor.
Wait, heard it here first. If you see Adam, jump kick him. Say hello. Wait.
You can get weird hugs though, and I'm assuming I don't know, like, if you're a weird hugger, male or female, they're gonna feel it. But mm-hmm. I am assuming that guys are given more of them because they're just being pervier with their hugs. But
I don't know if that's even true. I think there's a lot of women who get real bold with the hugging.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like Bert Kreischer has said that women will get real handsy with him at like meet and greets and stuff. I think he said that to me on his podcast. So I think it's, you know, just people who are drunk and boundaryless who you got to worry about getting weird hugs from.
Also, like, his shirt is off. So that's mm-hmm. already like, they're probably just getting mixed signals.
Right. Are you saying he's asking for it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know what you're doing, Bert. All right. If you could have, when you wake up in the morning, right, a song that immediately starts playing for your day, it's a soundtrack for Taylor Tomlinson's day. What would that song be?
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh my God. That's the best response to that question I've heard tonight.
Cause it's like God pranking you after you wake up again. He's like, all over again. You got to do it. You're still here.
Oh, but still just catchy enough of a beat to where you can be like, all right, good one, God.
It is, yeah. Right?
That's a great answer. Your favorite show currently?
The Crown. We started watching The Crown, and I know that's a trendy answer because everybody's starting with Princess Diana season, but we started from the beginning, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
Is it do you seek out the period piece programs?
Yeah, I think I do for sure. I mean, did you watch Queen's Gambit?
It's about chess, right?
It is.
I've heard too. I think it was Santino who said. I think it was Andrew Santino who said, "It's the best show on television," and my gal has started it, and I have not yet. I've not yet, but I have a tough time with the period piece shows.
Oh, okay.
Game
Did
of Thrones.
Like Mad Men?
Loved that.
I mean, that's period piece.
Yeah, but that, I guess, well, yeah, but that didn't seem so far away. It did because of just how.
Was cheating. Like, this is fun.
You know, the drinking, the booze, the, you know, the affairs. It just seemed very now. That's so funny. What a great little joke that just was. Queen's Gambit. All right, good to know. The Crown. A reality show that you would go on if you were approached. And I want to hear your I know there's a joke answer probably waiting in the wings, but what's the real answer?
Oh gosh. Great British Bake Off.
Great.
I'd be out like first day, but I just want to go there and see it.
Yeah, it does.
And be in that tent.
Yeah, they definitely figured out how to take advantage of the excitement. I feel like our cooking competition shows get a little too serious. Even with the kid ones, they're like, hey, Caleb, your tuna tartare was fucking not good. And they're like, what? You know I'm eight, right? He's like, you know, it tastes like dog shit, right? And he's like, I guess we'll agree to disagree. No, I guess you're going to go home early. But the British Bake Off, they have such a yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's lighter. It's more fun. It's all about the good times versus, you know, trying to make people upset and, you know, quit their career.
Plus, if you're funny, it'll just turn into a meme and then you get followers, you know?
Yeah. Which is always great.
It's always great. That's why I wake up in the morning. It's a great day to get followed.
Oh, if I was a true pro, I would have ended the podcast on that line. But I want to ask these last three just amazing questions. Is posting on Instagram exhausting?
Sometimes, yes. A lot of times, yes. I think when quarantine hit, I was like, I got to post something every day, which is how a lot of us were, because we were like, we have to make a lot of content during this time. And I was posting like once or twice a day. And now I'm like, you can skip days here and there. It's fine if you don't post for 5 days. No one cares. But yeah, it does feel a bit like a homework assignment. My best friend from childhood is not on social media anymore. Wow. And so I envy her so much, because social media can be really fun, but it's a part of our job.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even remember at this point not having it, which sucks, which means I don't remember my childhood. All right. How many takes before the perfect selfie? And you can answer that however you want. I want to know, you know, there's obviously different, situations when you're mm-hmm. taking one to send to someone, that you, you know, you're spending some significant time with. There's that one. There's the,
a nude. Yeah. Is that, I think I misunderstood.
For sure. But just above the neck. So like you are right. Nude, but it's, they can't tell. You have to say it you have to text.
I do. I text it. I say, I'm naked, winky face. And then I just send it chin up.
Pre-pluck, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I say, this is a nude.
That's, you know what? Sometimes you just got to spell it out for people. Don't assume everyone knows that seeing a little bit of chin means that there's something going on. All right. So, what was the last question? Thing you're most excited to, get back into the routine of with stand-up comedy, whether that's,
oh my gosh,
the flight, whether that's the getting your intro to the host, whether it's the sound guy coming and being like, what are the times? And you're like, I'm going to do 2 hours. They're actually off the show, but if you could tell them, that'd be great. Like, I don't know, like all the nitty gritty nooks and crannies of the experience that I think a lot of people, you see them posting, whether it's with old pictures of like being on a patio or backstage, like everyone's nostalgic for just some sort of normalcy. So what is it, the thing that you miss the most and that you're pumped to get back to?
I mean, I just miss performing. I miss performing so much, and I miss, you know, we did a couple weekends last month, Dustin Nickerson and I, who features for me when he's available to do that. And like, we just like walking around cities we like and like getting breakfast and, you know, going into thrift stores and like hanging out. Like it's, the road is really fun when you do it with your friends.
1,000%.
Yeah. And just like watching each other's sets and judging each other and, you know, tagging each other's bits and, you know, all that good stuff. So I miss everything about it. I mean, it would be weird if I was like, the flight is what I'm missing the most.
The camaraderie really, you can build with a pilot, because that door's open. So it's not like they don't want you to come in and say, hi, have a good flight. You just got to find the right moment.
Yeah. You know, the part where you're getting off the plane and they say, have a good day. And you go, you too. Thanks. That's what I miss. That's what I'm looking forward to getting back into.
It's real.
It's real.
It's a great day to be followed. I'm going to say that tomorrow morning when I wake up.
Oh, good. You know what I do really miss about the road? I miss...
I don't know. You had your chance. Taylor, thanks for coming on. This has been a lot of fun. It's at Taylor Thomas. What do you miss?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I really miss going to Jamba Juice at 2 p.m. at the airport and saying, can I get an oatmeal? And them saying, we ran out. That's what I miss.
Oh, my God. That's so specific.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Okay, a lot to unpack here. Didn't know Jamba Juice was in the oatmeal game.
The best oatmeal. So much better. Oh, if you're going to Starbucks, get out of there. Jamba Juice oatmeal, the best.
Well, now follow up. Jamba Juice Mall or Jamba Juice Gate N17?
Who gets Jamba Juice anywhere but the airport?
Yeah. Well, I know that.
I'm not going to the mall for Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
I'm not 12.
Well, you know, talk to the TikTok contours. That is a treat that I feel like. It's like when Louis had that bit about Cinnabon. There's certain things at the airport where you're like, oh, yeah, I think I can only get that there and not. Because I thought you were going to say you were getting like a 32-ounce orange Dream Machine. But oatmeal seems respectable.
It is. Thank you.
And they're running out by two.
I mean, yeah.
Good for them. Good for them. No one's talking about that. No one's talking about Jamba and their shortage of oats.
You heard it here first. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is over, and Jamba Juice needs to order more oatmeal.
By the way, if they were just having this conversation, the amount of, like, that's what sucks, is that, like, that's actually, you know, I'm very interested in this conversation right now. They have a talk about Jamba Juice and the lack of oatmeal at the airport, and, I mean, you know, it's getting all sort. Jamba Juice is retweeting them. Thanks for letting us know. Like, we got six more bags are coming in tomorrow. It's just, you know, they can really elicit change, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. This won't do anything.
Oh my God.
But it was
God.
Nice to talk to you about it.
It was. You're a treat. Well, thanks for making time. I'm glad you're
of
well.
Of course.
Enjoy
Thanks for
your,
having me.
Of course. Enjoy the holidays if I don't see you. I think we were on some shows coming up, I think. But I have gotten consecutive messages about, like, hey, man, it ain't happening.
Yeah, same.
So, all right.
So see you in the new world.
See you in the new world with that vaccine, baby. Self-Helpless, the podcast, people go get that. Mm-hmm. Love that. Special out on Netflix still. Go watch your Kelly Clarkson performance because – you're charming. You're great. Kelly loved you. Also, you did a cooking thing, which to me is like almost like the way Johnny Carson calls the comic over to the couch. If you get to stay for the second segment and do the cooking tutorial, you made it.
I think I made it.
And I don't know who that cook was, but he was very, there was a lot. There was a lot going on there. And
there
was
a lot. You guys got to YouTube it. I mean,
that's all I'm going to say. YouTube, it's a... Man, because I split them up, the interview, the couch, and then the cooking thing. But it was, you crushed it. So
thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, Taylor. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's that. Thank you so much.
Of course.
What are you doing for the holidays? Are you going to go kick it with some fam?
I mean, yeah, I'll probably see my family and just be careful till then. Because, you know, not that we have much of a choice, but my family lives in Temecula, which is Riverside County.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Riverside County Sheriff was just like, we're not going to shut down. We're just not going to enforce that. Like, just got on TV and was just like, we know what the governor said. We're not going to be doing that. So if you're still staying open, we're not going to, like, come arrest you. So you're fine. So they're all open.
Wow. See, and that's what, fuck, dude. That's why it's such a mind fuck, because, like, even in AZ, which we're talking about going back to, just to be, have a little bit of a yard to, like, kick it in and feel, not even live in a place, even though if it's not fully shut down, you just, I don't know, there's still, like, a psychological thing there where you're like, okay, cool, I can. Even though I maybe, you know, I could sit outside at a restaurant because and in a safe way and because I still feel like that's, you know, okay. But But then if the cases are out of control, then you just, you know, make your own choice. But at least being in a place, like, that's why it's like with Temecula, I'm like, well, that sounds cool because it's pretty open and spread out. And just being in a place where, like, it's a little more lenient is cool. But then you're like, I just got to be on it and not allow myself to, like, forget that, like, oh, just because I'm viewing normal life around me, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, should I not even go? Like that. Then we were talking about, it's like, well, should we not even go so that we're not even put in that position to have to be like, well, that guy's eating outside without a mask and he's kissing that person he just met. So does that mean things are cool?
Yeah. I mean, I skipped Thanksgiving because same thing. I'd been doing shows and stuff. And I was like, I don't know. And my sisters were like, yeah, you know, dad wore a mask to hug us and then took it off. Like, you know, they just... Yeah. My dad is like comedy clubs. He's like, we'll do whatever it takes to make you comfortable. And then you get there and they're like, this is how we do things.
Man, not kidding.
And you're like, well, I drove here. So
that's so that's so crazy that you said Big J was like, it's not safe. Because, like, not that he's a complete, you know, off the wall. But it's like, I think he's still pretty savvy with that. But I also feel like he would be more into them, like, not if it was just okay, like, he'd be like, all right, like,
yeah, if someone wears fingerless gloves and is like, this isn't safe, I'm gonna listen. You know?
Yeah I think that's a good rule. All right, great to see
great to see you.
Fun. Have a good night.
Happy holidays.
You too. Yeah. Thanks for doing this. It was really, really fun. You're the best.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to ask you.
Sorry for my timing being off.
What's that?
I said, sorry for my timing being off.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. And I'll make sure to start it at the, I was going to ask you about you said you did shrooms on Kelly's show. Whatever. I guess that's
Great.
Unless I can just I'm still going. Can you just quickly, and then I'll add this as a cold open?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to just start? Are you going
to... I was going to step, but I just wanted to...
You just want me to go... Oh, I did shrooms.
So you want me to just do that? You say... Yeah, this is Comics Unleashed 2.0. I saw on your Kelly Clarkson interview that you dropped a very... This was like, it was during a story about bangs, and then you just threw to the side... When I was on shrooms and I got bangs, which I think is the first time in the history of a bang story that someone just kind of was like, oh, by the way, shrooms I was on. And then Kelly didn't ask a follow-up, which I thought was, I don't know if that was her choice or a producer was in her ear, like, we are a drug-free show, but either way.
I ran it past. It was a joke I had about doing shrooms and getting bangs in the same week. And I did ask the producer beforehand. I was like, can I say that I did mushrooms?
Okay.
And she was like, let me check. And then she was like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, this is a really cool daytime talk show. But it was so quick, you know, I referenced mushrooms pretty quickly. So you're like, did that even happen?
Yeah.
And I had only done them. I've still only done them once. And it was cause I was just going through a lot and I was like, I need an epiphany. Like I did mushrooms the way, you know, I did group projects in eighth grade where I'm like, I'm going to get what I need to get out of this and do it as efficiently as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was great. It was a great time. I did them with my friend Chelsea, who's done them a ton.
Great.
And, Irene, if you know Irene too.
Yes. Very
comedian,
funny.
So very funny. And Irene hadn't done them and I hadn't done them. And Irene's like, we should do mushrooms. And I said, we should get someone who knows what they're doing to come with us and babysit.
I hear you. I'm going to add something to this thought.
Yes. Yeah. Let me just riffing off what you just said. Yeah. And so we went to Huntington Gardens and we did mushrooms. And I had a whole beautiful trip, which I learned about myself and forgiveness and watched grass grow. And Irene got a headache and didn't care for it. So everyone had really different experiences.
It's kind of like, this sounds like a comment card from one of my shows this past weekend at Stand Up Live.
Greatest night of my life. My head hurt. Wasn't for me.
And it was from an Irene, ironically. I've done them twice. Last time was 2003 and it was arguably one of the greatest days of my life because of, wow, like you said, the amount of clarity, the outdoors. We went to Will Rogers State Park, saw deer, stepped in Lyme disease. The sun hit the trees in a certain way, talked to bugs, laughed. Probably the hardest I legit ever laughed. Like,
yes,
with six other buds. And it, I mean, look, there's a reason why people do take them for, you know, psychiatric purposes and like really stepping out of yourself, but not being, you know, you're still conscious, which is what's crazy about it. Right. Like, and yeah, I don't know how much you guys, fed yourself, but enough to step out of, you know, your own way for a minute. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go crazy. I didn't take a ton. I didn't want to like freak out or anything. But I did enough to, again, laugh really hard, cry really hard, and then have a series of what felt like very deep epiphanies for a couple hours, where at one point I was like, you know, you guys, I just realized, you know, like who I am. It's like these bangs. It's still me, but it's not me forever. It's just me right now. And that's okay. It's just me at this moment in time, but it doesn't have to be me forever. I'm going to grow just like my bangs are going to grow. And they'll be different. And they were like, technically that's true, but do you need water?
Yeah. 10 minutes later, you're like, my belly button's got some really harsh stances on gun control. You're like, I think it's time to go home.
I'm like, touch this leaf. Feel it. I want you to feel it.
Yeah, I want you to feel what I feel. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a happy trip.
Thank you.
Yeah, because
that 2003 was good for you.
Unbelievable. Prince wanted to party like it's 1999. I would have loved to party like it's 2003 at Will Rogers State Park. All right. That's great. I'm going to definitely put that in the top. Thank you for sharing that.
Perfect. I'm sorry that I didn't come in hotter.
No. It was great. That sucks. Irene got a headache. That can't happen, I guess, when it just, I don't know how much she took, probably a fine amount, but some people just doesn't. I was coached heavily too on from the people that I was doing them with of like, you got to really like be in a good, like you can't be, if you're freaking out and you're starting to get really uneasy about, you know, that you might get paranoid or whatever, you're going to fuck up your trip, man. But
yeah,
also it just, you know, sometimes doesn't gel with everybody's body.
Yeah.
Do I sound like a guy that sells mushrooms out of the back of my car?
No, you sound very measured. You sound like someone who did them in 2003.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
You sound like a dad talking about sleeping with women before your mom.
Let me tell you about 2003, Ethan, okay? This was a time when you could just roll up to Subway, not even order anything, go in, use the bathroom. Times have changed. Hey, where are you going?
Oh, God. All right.
All right, Taylor. You're the best.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to see you. Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Great to see you. Okay. Bye.